Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Legit Guy podcast. Today, we're continuing our episodes about whatever the hell we want to talk about. So, anyone got any current news in the world? BMI, I hear you have a spicy one.
Yeah, we were talking about it. You weren't here, Dennis. We were talking about it. What's happening currently with Drake? Do you know what's happening or the controversy surrounding him,
Dennis? No, I have no idea.
Dennis, so you heard any news?
You mean Drake the rapper, right?
No, Drake the vegetable. Yes, I mean Drake the fucking rapper.
I don't know about his controversy. I don't really listen to his music. No, I don't know.
Right. Well, it's not. I don't listen to his music, but it's kind of a big controversy. So basically, I don't know when it happened, but I know that basically he had a hookup with an Instagram model or something like that. And during the hookup, he used a condom, of course. Mm-hmm. And then after he was done, he tied it up and then threw it. Well, before throwing it, he poured like a packet of hot sauce into the condom. Now this becomes relevant after. Basically, he tied it up and threw it into the bin. And then I think he either left or went somewhere else. And the Instagram model fished out the condom out of the bin and basically proceeded to try and make a child. I don't know the easiest way to put it. Basically, she tried to self-inseminate herself. That's how it was labeled.
With the sperm from the condom he threw away.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And because there was hot sauce, because Drake poured it into it,
no.
She did not manage to make a child. She got, I think, either an infection or some burn around that area. And basically, she sued him.
What?
No, you
she
can't.
She sued him because...
That's cat, man.
She did. There's like the court thing is going on now, I think. I don't know if he's like won or not. Yeah, she sued him
for... Of course he would win.
Well, you don't know, because they're saying now that... No, because this is the thing. In court, it's not common sense. Common sense doesn't work in court. Because, basically, Drake didn't say anything about putting hot sauce into the condom. So
he didn't say anything
about
taking his sperm and wanting to have a child.
Well, yeah, but like, that's the thing. They don't give a shit about that.
Well,
they just give a shit that... Well, yeah, they should, but they just give a shit about the fact that she now sustains injury because of his action.
No, she sustains an injury because of her stupid action. I mean, like, I'm sorry, but she can't win this.
Well, that's to be seen.
Mm-hmm. You are
anyway,
not the father.
Anyway, she did not manage to make a child, and... I think the latest news, from what I've read, is that there's no final decision yet. So there's still a 50-50 chance that either one of them wins. And I'm pretty sure that if she wins, she's getting a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, but like even if he gets a lot of money, right? I mean, that's a smart move by Drake.
That is a very smart move by Drake. And like everyone is criticizing the shit out of him. But, like, I read that and I'm like, hey, yo, this guy's a genius.
I just don't understand why they would defend the woman for trying to, like, without his consent, take, you know, his sperm and make a child.
I don't know about that. But I can tell you for sure that I highly doubt any woman is ever going to do it again.
Yeah.
He's gone now.
And who was
kind of
the
weird?
Well,
why
the...
would he put hot sauce in it?
Basically, it's
sperm,
both
right?
A prevention from like the condom being used, or the insides of what's inside the condom being used, and also to kill them. I don't know if it actually does kill them, probably, but it's just a prevention so that he doesn't have to like pay child support for children he didn't want.
Well,
I mean,
in this case, it's not even children who didn't want.
I just don't understand how could some sane person say that it's like Drake's fault. I just don't see that.
The internet is a wonderful place. It's also filled of complete idiots. Also, if you're that big, and I'm pretty sure most like news sources, or like what I saw from on Instagram, they don't really say like, "Oh, she tried to like inseminate herself by using the used thing." They just say that. I think a headline was Drake puts hot sauce on condom. And Instagram model is injured from it, something like that. They never mention anything about like how it happened, which is why a lot of people like gather the information wrong and think that he just like he put a condom on it and just smeared it with fucking hot sauce on it.
And did he have like some response to it, like public response or something?
I didn't really look that much into it, but it's very like. It's very new. I think it happened like 2 weeks ago, probably.
Oh, okay.
That's when I first saw it. So yeah, some I mean, like long term thing.
When I like quickly search it, I see reports from 4 to 2 days ago.
Yeah. Yeah, it was that.
So it's kind of recent. It's kind of recent.
Well, to be fair, you have to also look at the woman's actions and be like, you know, she was chasing the bag after all. She was
oh yeah,
she was doing it the wrong way, but she was about to get paid.
I mean,
I think that she should be like, you know, punished because the reason why I use a condom is to not impregnate someone. She just basically against their will tried to, you know, have a child. That's
exactly.
That must be punished. Like, I'm sorry.
I think Drake should sue her.
Yeah, I'm sure that she might get like probably. What? Can she get prison time for that? Probably not. But like that would only happen if Drake sues her. If Drake doesn't sue her, then like it would probably be overlooked.
Right. Damn.
Yeah. Any other fun stories you read?
Well, definitely not as fun as this one.
Wait, do you have another one?
I have another one that's not really a story. No, we about don't. So all of you, like, you two know Twitch, right?
Yeah.
Yes. You know how it's basically on Twitch you can watch one of videos. The best
platforms. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. You can watch videos as long as they're not like they break like the policies of Twitch, you can watch them freely. And basically, recently, in the last month or two, I think, kind of like new wave took over Twitch, where people take like a whole show, like all of the seasons from it, and just binge it on stream. And the problem with this is that this actually breaks some of the policies. The issue is that the biggest streamers on the platform are doing it, so Twitch can't really do anything to them because they're bringing in all the money. Mm. And recently, I don't know his name. Oh, wait, Disguised Toast. You know him, right?
Oh, yeah.
He was binging the entirety of Naruto, something like that.
Like the 600 episodes or how many it has?
Yeah, 500.
All of them?
Yeah. Well, the original, so like 220. And basically, okay. the reason why he was doing it is because he was trying to like make this issue known, like make it public. Before then, everyone was like, oh, they're watching something. They're watching, like, a lot of people were watching, like, MasterChef, which, fair enough, it is a good show, but, you know.
It is a great show.
And he basically tried to, like, point out, and he set up, like, sort of scheme to do it, where alongside, fuck, it's one of his like housemates or something like that. Lily Pichu, that's right. That's me.
Mm-hmm.
He basically told her to DMCA him, like copyright claim him, so that he would get banned. So I think he's on YouTube now. No, he's still on Twitch. Mm-hmm. Or I don't know, whichever one he's on, to copyright strike him so that he will get banned and people will think like, oh, he got banned because he's watching series.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked. He got banned for, I think, just a day, because then she cleared the charges and he came out with a video explaining everything. And I'm pretty sure because of this, the sort of like binge watching of series has kind of slowed down, or like it's sort of dying down now.
I mean, my question would be, because there are like Twitch streamers who also watch YouTube videos, like of other content creators, and they just, you know, like it's basically reactions to them.
Yeah.
And I saw the YouTubers that emerged. I don't really emerge. Well, yeah, kind of emerged when Among Us was a game, like this guy Soaps and the Valkyrie. I don't know the names, but these guys, they react to this psychology or like criminal channel called JCS. And they watch like the entire 2 hours, and basically they take the views away from the original video. I don't know if what.
From the original video, you mean?
Yeah, from the original video, which, you know, the creator
spent
a lot of time on, which is 2 hours long. And I don't like understand if that's breaking some policies on YouTube as well, because it has to, right?
On YouTube, when you have like, for example, yeah, like video channel reacting to something, they always like put the source to it, and they always show it like from where the video originates. So I think that as long as you actually state what the video is, I think that they are happy with it.
Or the policy, but I feel like is. It's weird because it's like you can cite something or like show the original video, but then if you just sit there for 2 hours, say wow in 10 minutes, you know, that's not adding anything to the actual content. So I don't think like it's fair enough to just say that someone is an original creator and then react like fake react to it. Just like binge watch it.
Yeah, I think that's more of an issue with the streaming platform. I don't think YouTube allows it, because YouTube, like right now, you can't even play like copyrighted music on YouTube without getting like
you can't even sing it.
Yeah, you can't, like, the tune of it, you just, no.
Wait, really? Because it used to be that you can like, create it by yourself, right? You made the sound.
If you make the sound, you can use it. Or it has to be non-copyrighted. Mm-hmm. But on Twitch, everything's, like, you can use whatever music you want, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And this is very specific. And on Twitch, you can also, like, watch as many YouTube videos as you want. Because it's just, you know, it's not the same platforms. It has its own rules.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I quickly searched up JCS reactions, and yeah, okay, it seems like it's reactions from Twitch, but they upload it to YouTube, so like they get double viewing as well.
Yeah, but is that the actual streamers or like Clipper accounts?
Yeah, it's the actual streamers. It like streamers? There's 1 hour and 20. 1 hour 20 minute videos from streamers from their Twitch uploaded to YouTube.
Yeah, there's that.
Like Pokimane,
Valkyrie. Pokimane. How come that?
She's another one that. She's another streamer that did the exact same thing as this guy Stoat, I think. He's one that like set up or tried to make known the issue with like binge series.
Yeah.
But I don't think she really succeeded.
Well, she did get, like, he does get, like, 300,000 views on the YouTube video, so.
No, come on, guys. Would you like to be a Twitch streamer?
No. Why not, Aaron?
Oh, I don't play that many games. Like, if I was a Twitch streamer watching, you know, content saying, wow, amazing, how cool, then yeah, sure, I would become a Twitch streamer.
Yeah, there's like, it would give me like money. Multiple, like, categories that you can do on Twitch. There's, like, games, and then there's, like, people that just talk.
Oh.
Or just watch stuff. Yeah.
Hey, yo, to all of our listeners, to all of our million listeners all spread around the globe, we're starting Legit Guys Twitch. We will be playing Among Us predominantly.
We will be
fucking lit.
And we'll be playing Competitive Snake.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Competitive Bonkyo.
Well, the thing is, I think that to stream, you need to have like the right. Just. Like personality, I think. Like, no offense, oh, yeah. Aaron. If you were to stream for like 8 hours, I'd probably quit 10 minutes.
Wait, I understand that. I'm not offended in any way, but
because, like, I feel like to like a video, making a YouTube video is a lot easier. Anything that's not like enjoyable, you can just cut out. Like in a stream, you need to make like everything sort of enjoyable to keep watching.
I don't like really agree with that though, because there are some like you know, vlogs that you can watch on YouTube as well that are maybe 4 hours long, and if you were watching like the real Twitch stream, it would be the same, and it could be like background just for something else you're doing. Maybe if you're playing a game, you know, and someone's streaming something playing the same game, you could do that. Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be. No, I don't do that, but you could do, like, you play, I don't know.
I'm not surprised that you don't do that, because you're not a Twitch streamer. Like, what the hell, dude?
No, you're not a gamer.
Oh, it's just... I'm not, what, Dennis? I'm saying that you can be playing a game while watching a Twitch streamer. Not that I am a Twitch streamer.
Dennis, the most streamlined game this man has played is Pokemon, right?
I mean...
He's not really Minecraft. Diversed in. Sorry,
my mistake. And Stardew Valley,
That's not mainstream.
It is mainstream.
Define mainstream to us, Aaron.
Something very popular and considered,
what,
widely known,
trendy.
Yes.
Okay, name three games and I'll tell you if they are trendy and mainstream.
Okay, so Pokemon, Minecraft.
Minecraft, and, probably.
Probably Skyrim, yeah. I played that too, actually, so.
That's Skyrim so on dead.
What, man? What do you play Skyrim on?
That game is so dead.
Is it? In 2012, it was popular, okay? So.
Well, yeah, so was Minecraft, and it died.
Ew,
welcome to the future, old man.
It's like you saying, Pokemon Heart Gold was so big. I'm sure it's still as big.
I mean, it is. It is not. It's not as big, but it is still big.
Define the biggest how many players?
Millions per year.
Oh, per year, okay. Let's search this great statistic.
I need to name a game that's like, I think more current. Like more current games. Current games are what like goes on like Twitch and stuff. I think you'd hardly see a game that's like 10 years
old. Okay, apart but from Minecraft is Minecraft.
Yeah, but those are games that like keep getting updates and keep getting like new things added. When a game is like finished, it's not gonna get anything new added, is it?
Well, I guess not. But, like, Minecraft will never be finished, so.
Well, I don't know. Like, there's only so many new things.
I can't wait for Minecraft 2. Like that will be cool, man.
No, 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 no.
What do you mean, no?
Let's move on.
You want to hear it in Spanish? No.
You two have any other topics, or should I name my last one?
Name your last
I
one.
I do. Have, okay.
Well, name my,
hold on.
Well, basically, it has come to my attention very recently that Americans are among the dumbest population that has ever lived on this planet.
Yeah, third world country wearing a Gucci belt. You all know this.
No, but like I'm saying, even third world countries do better than that.
Hey, yo, okay, I need to hear this.
Okay, so basically, I was on Instagram just scrolling.
Yeah. Oh, and yeah, we started great.
There was a video. It has nothing to do with what the source is. It has nothing to do with news. Oh, and basically, okay, there was a video of like this UK drill rapper. Yeah. It's like, it was like his music video. Basically, he was rapping, and there were like the lyrics behind him with showing like the double meanings and stuff like that. And to me, everything was like understandable, right? Even as like English being my second language, it's completely understandable. He didn't say any like, even his accent, it's not like too difficult to understand anything like that. Basically, top four comments or top five comments on that post was like, when is the English version coming out? Thank God the subtitles were there. And was that even English? And I shit you not, 100% they're all American. Because I realized that Americans, because Americans know only like American English. Any other accent, they're clueless. Because if you ask a British person to understand like an American person, they will. Right?
Yeah.
It's not, it's the same language, just like spoken with a different accent. If you say, if you ask the exact same thing about a fucking American person understanding a British accent, they panic. They just don't know what the fuck's going on.
Okay, well, to be honest, wait, hear me out. If you ask me about like a Scottish accent or like Welsh accent, I wouldn't be able to tell, or Irish. Oh, if you tell me to understand something from Irish accents, I can't like tell you. Sometimes they speak in a way
you would
that
understood a majority of the words.
Have you ever heard an Irish accent?
Yeah, you would understand.
Yes,
majority
we learned
of the
about
words.
It. We did it, Aram. Don't you remember? From Shay Mazzini, digging. And my father was there, digging. And the potatoes, oh my God, the potatoes, oh, digging.
But he was from North Ireland, wasn't he?
It's still Ireland. It's in the name.
Let's change that topic. Wait. So yeah, basically, Americans, like, I don't even know. I don't know how to describe what how I feel about Americans without comparing them to, like, I don't even know what to compare them with. I don't think there's anything in the animal kingdom that can, like, that is on the same level of just intelligence.
Okay, wait, but are you talking about Americans, you know, like, as a whole? Because that's kind of generalizing. Or are you talking about those who...
Well, I'm talking about, like, a good 80%. Because, like, even people, like, close to the Mexican border, like, they live in, like, one of those states. Like, Texas or the other one, I don't know, you know.
No.
Like, if you talk to them in, like, Spanish, right? They don't know what the fuck's going on, even though they literally live on the border. Now you go into
took Spanish probably in school.
Oh yeah, in most schools there's like a second language course, but you go like 2 years later to that same person and try and speak that language, and they don't know, they will tell you nothing. It's like with you.
Yeah, with German.
Exactly.
Actually, I opened a German textbook yesterday, and I did understand like 80% of the words on in an A1.
Yes, textbook. Because it's written in English under it, so you can't go wrong.
No.
No.
Oh, that was it. And then if you look at Europe, if you take like the French border with Spain or with Italy, they understand both languages to an extent. With like one of them being the like mother tongue, so they understand that one better.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't happen with Americans. It's just mind-blowing.
I mean, like, why is that surprising to you, though? Like, we all know that already, kind of. We just
languages are like. I feel like languages. Well, from my viewpoint, languages are very important. I do speak.
Oh yeah, of course.
And to me, the idea of someone going through their entire life not knowing the language that's literally like 2 kilometers south of them is just so dumb. It's like if if I was to travel to like Sweden to live there for a year and then just say no every time anyone tried to speak to me in like Swedish, and just like no matter what, I would never want to learn Swedish. It's like, why live there then? What the fuck?
Well, maybe they have like better schools or prisons so you can commit crime. They do actually have better prisons. I looked.
Well, I'm sure that if they have better schools, then you'll learn Swedish, won't you?
Okay, I guess. What if you just want to go there to commit crime?
Well, you do know that, like, if they catch you...
First you get a citizenship. First you get a...
Of course. First you go live there for an extended period of time, let's say 10 years, and then you commit your crimes.
Yeah.
Without having learned a single bit of Swedish in the meantime.
Yes.
Ah, yes, what a great plan. Let me put it into motion. I'll apply for it right now.
Why?
Apply for crime in Sweden.
No, I'll buy my citizenship. Oh, do you know that there is an extra citizenship that you can buy?
Yeah, isn't it like... What was it? It's like... I believe there's a small island and it costs like a ton of money. Do you watch Yes Theory? Malta,
isn't it?
Do you know guys Yes Theory?
No.
They basically like travel around the world and do... Yeah?
I'm just going to quickly search while we're talking. Can you buy a citizenship?
Yeah, basically, one you can buy.
Yeah, one dude from their channel, like he's from Egypt, and he would have to return there soon because his passport or citizenship would expire or something. So he bought like for $80,000 or something a citizenship that allows him to basically go anywhere in the world. I think we're talking about the same thing though. Which one?
I saw it from a guy that's. I don't know his channel. I think his channel is like 60 seconds a day, something like that.
Oh, the NAS Daily dude.
Yeah, sure. But he said he was like, he was there and he's like, he's talking about the citizenship that you can buy. On citizenship, he was talking about passport, which is the same thing. And that, I think it's Malta, right? Can you fact check that?
I've checked that you can buy a citizenship.
Yeah, it
in
is.
Malta.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's
and,
more.
It's like
I think.
Also a very strong passport.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. That's the dude from Egypt who like bought that, and he can go anywhere basically.
You know what is lets you ever lets you ever.
Do you know what is the strongest passport?
I know Japan is one of the top ones.
Japan and Singapore. Top the list of being most powerful passports.
Damn.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah. And even those can get you into North Korea.
And I mean that even Czech Republic doesn't have a bad passport. I know that Czech Republic is quite good.
What's the rank?
Yeah, I'm sure like most European countries don't have a bad passport because you're allowed to travel
passport
mostly.
Passport strength list.
What's one country that wouldn't allow you to enter?
Czech Republic is in fifth place along with like other because, you know, it's not like, well, you know, like in the first place you have like some countries, in the second place you have like four countries, you know, it's not like one country per spot because they have the same amount of destinations. But it looks like Czech Republic.
Out of Europe, isn't Italian the one, the strongest one? It is, Italy? Right? Yeah, is
possible.
No, I think it's tied with like multiple ones.
I thought that Italy was like above other ones.
Yeah, probably they're probably ranking
because of its exports.
Like, yeah. It wouldn't be like something like Germany or like France, the highest ones.
Yeah, I'm
actually, probably not France. France probably might be one of the lowest in Europe.
Okay, so they're saying first is United Arab Emirates.
Is it?
Then it's second is Italy.
No, you're looking at the
power index.
I got it. So Japan and Singapore are first with 192 countries out of 194.
Yeah, like, yeah. Where am I? Germany and South Korea.
Germany and South Korea. So Germany is the strongest in Europe. And then Finland, Italy, Luxembourg, Spain.
Yeah, and Czech Republic is in seventh place, having 185 destinations, which is kind of cool.
What country doesn't allow Czech Republic? Russia?
Well, yeah, because
I don't know.
we're an enemy now. Well, that's still so funny to me. Release the enemy list. I mean, there was the strongest like economy in the world, and then Czech Republic. And the country with the most powerful like army, and Czech Republic. Go there. We're just as scary to them. Afghanistan has the lowest.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Even North Korea has more. What?
Yeah, because it's all because of the wars in North Korea is just isolated. They chose that.
Oh, not yeah, did you people, hear that but... recently? What's his name? Kim Jong-un? Yeah. Kim Jong-un banned leather coats.
What?
Yeah, because he didn't want people to steal his drip. Shit, you know. Because he made a public appearance or something where he was wearing a leather coat. And I guess people started doing it as well. So he just fucking banned it so that only he can wear them. Because people
were banned leather coat.
Wait, yeah.
North Korea banned leather coat after Kim Jong Un sparks copycat.
It's amazing. Like that country is fucking meme land. Literally, Kim Jong Un
meme land.
Literally, Kim Jong Un is memes. Just doing what he wants at this point.
Yeah, he's a dictator.
No one's trying to stop him either. It's fucking peculiar.
I mean, you can't stop him. How would you stop him, dude?
Yeah, he keeps them underfed. Like they don't even have the power to do jobs during the day.
Yeah, because he's taking all the fucking food. Have you seen him? My God.
Yeah.
Yeah, he made another rule. I don't know if it was recent or not, but yeah.
Kim Jong Un, if you're listening, please don't cancel us. And let me wear my leather coat.
He also said, what did he say? I know. Recently, he made the law that you can drive more than 20 kilometers an hour in front of his dead father's. Like picture, basically, there's like big ass pictures of the entire lineage, I think. And he made a rule that you cannot drive a certain speed in front of the picture to pay respects to it.
What?
I mean, I know about only the one law, which is that you can't laugh or smile for some limited time, which was kind of tough. Did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah, I heard that as well. Yeah, yeah. Was it for an hour or a minute? You're just not allowed to feel happy.
Yeah, you're just supposed to... I don't know.
To commemorate his dad?
North Korea bans laughing for 11 days.
or 11, motherfucker. Oh, starting, oh no, 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 no.
Starting on December 17th.
I mean, how do you control that? How do you even check that? That's kind of tough.
Well, they have cameras everywhere, right?
Like, but dude just lies in his bed. Dude just lies in his bed, prints his face into a pillow so you just can't see his face. And, you know, he just giggles and suddenly
so he suffocates. Okay, cool.
Nice. He sends you a meme and you have to cry and you can't even laugh. Oh, no.
How would he send you a meme that you don't even have
to? They'd send it by a picture he drew. Rob, imagine telling that to, like, a child. Like, you can't laugh for 11 days, else you die. Like, what the fuck? Wait, I'm sure that that rule must not apply to, like, children. There's no way you tell an infant to not laugh for 11 days straight. Isn't there? You do psychology, Aaron. Is there a chance?
I mean, is there a chance what?
That the law applies to children as well.
I mean, he's crazy enough to do it, yes.
Fair enough.
Applies to children? Wait, I really want to know that.
I mean, the only way, like... No, it's just not possible. How could you stop a child, like a newborn baby? Not a newborn or some, like, 7-month-old baby to just, you know, put a smile on its face. How do you, like, stop it? Do you, like, clip his mouth?
There's probably, like...
Dude, what do you do?
Did say anything about kids?
Mm-hmm.
No, but how do you...
The thing about no internet.
With kids, how do you, like, stop them from laughing or smiling? It's just not possible.
Well, no, when they're, like, 6 or something, they're already conscious, you know, so...
Yes, but like, when they're newborn, like, 1.... Is but when they're 1.5 years, how do you like?
Well, no, yeah,
1.5 years.
1.5 years. Sorry,
it's an interesting way.
Well, but they're not like it's known that they're not conscious at that age yet.
Would you think Kim Jong-un gives a shit? Like, you disrespect
that
me,
baby, laugh
and my father.
Like, I know that you're not, like, conscious during, like, 2/3 of the school day and the teacher still talks to you. So, you know, it's the same logic.
No.
Yes.
I am conscious. I just don't pay attention. There's a difference there.
What's the difference between not being conscious and not giving a damn?
If I wasn't conscious,
what happens during English? What happens during the rest?
No, if I wasn't conscious, I would either be laying on the ground.
But you'd be knocked out.
It doesn't matter if you lie down or if you sit in the chair. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but your conscious means that you process in your brain what's happening, right? Like the child, that's why you don't have memories from when you were like 1 year old.
I have.
Yeah.
I have.
No, you don't.
Like,
I remember the room which I was born in pretty vividly. It was white.
Motto. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, so yeah, North Korea, keep doing you. I'm sure Kim Jong-un listens to us.
He's the one... Yeah, I bet he has a VPN, so he doesn't show us he's from.
Well, no, when you said no internet, it just made me think of the meme where, like, it was showing the Steam users active around the entire world, and then there was just one green. Yeah, it was showing the Steam users around, and there was just the one green dot over North Korea. It's like Kim Jong-un, that you. Amazing.
Wait. Did you see the one, the Rocket League? Like that in the future you will play the World War 3 will be played online. And so there was like
what?
Steam Kim Jong-un is playing Rocket League.
like Trump versus Kim Jong Un ugly.
I have to send it to you. It's just
Well, I think that concludes today's episode. Unless anyone has anything else to add.
No.
It was an interesting episode. Interesting start. Interesting end. Yep. And
middle as well.
Interesting, all around interesting. Especially that Drake stuff.
Stay crusty, guys. Especially you,
and we'll see you next time with more Drake news. Bye.
Bye.